And this week marks 2 years since Boise pastor Saeed Abedini was sentenced to an Iranian prison, accused of undermining state security by trying to establish a network of Christian churches in private homes. Abedini's wife, Nagme, says she gets updates on her husband every Wednesday when his family in Iran gets to visit Saeed for 20 minutes. She says he's not doing well and still suffers from internal injuries. Nagme has traveled around the country to raise awareness of her husband's plight, and that's meant leaving their two young children at home in Boise.
As any mom would understand, I do not like leaving my kids. And I've been on a lonely journey in airplanes and hotel rooms, traveling where I can about for my husband's freedom. And my kids have had to be without a mom or a dad. And to say the least, it's been draining, it's been hard, and it's been very emotional.
Nagme says she feels her husband has been put on the back burner by the U.S. government. On Thursday, she'll be hosting a vigil in front of the White House to raise awareness. On Friday, supporters of Saeed will be holding 460 prayer vigils in more than 30 countries across the world. There's a vigil planned in Boise, and that'll be 6 o'clock on Friday evening in front of the Idaho State House.